and you, oh, today is going to be just perfect. I'm not going to bother anybody. I'm not going to be upset with anybody. I'm not going to have any troubles all day long. I walk out my door, you know, and the first thing in my door, homie, I get a stone in my shoe, and right away I'm, you know. So it happens just like that. So you need something, and Mother Vasilia knew this. We need, what we say about these banners is, this is our sign to the seen and unseen world that our commander-in-chief, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, is in control. He is still leader in all the great armies that the standard bearer went forward unarmed. He was with the leader, and he carried this huge banner that flowed out over the whole army. And as long as the army could see that banner, they knew the leader was in control, and they were more than willing to keep going, whatever the leader had wanted. But if that banner went down, then they knew the leader was down, and they're out of there. And we know that our Lord Jesus is in control. He is the eternal leader. He is eternally victorious. And so we can, in all faith, wave our banners. And Jesus is victor. He is in control. And the good news about that is, too, is that we can declare to the devil that he best take note of that. That we know that. We know the Lord Jesus is in control. We know that we have forgiveness of our sins. So if he hassles us over anything that, and you know, maybe you're different than me, but it doesn't take much. I can just remember one of my many regrets, and I can just go just down like a slide, just whoosh. And you have to, right then, you just have to pull yourself up and say, yes, but I am forgiven. Washed clean by the blood of the Lord Jesus, and you cannot touch me. But if you allow yourself, this is where despair comes in, and despair can get a death grip on people. And it's when they're trying to get themselves out of the guilt, out of the despair, out of the, oh, I should have never done that. You know, and the what ifs. I mean, if you're one of these that hangs on the what ifs, just give it up. There is no fruit in the what ifs. The what if really is, what if the Lord Jesus had never died on the cross? What if he had never been risen from the grave by the power of the Holy Spirit? What if? There you can despair. I mean, there you can weep. But the reality is that he did die on the cross. He died for each and every one of us. He is risen from the grave in the victorious power of the Holy Spirit. And so if you want to play the what ifs, just play that one for a couple minutes and then get in touch with the reality that the only thing that hinders us from being one with the Lord is whatever sins we still harbor in our own hearts. And because we're talking about the kingdom of heaven, we're talking about the coming kingdom, God's kingdom is coming down, we are part of this, he is assembling all the people, the Jews and the Gentiles together, those who have vowed to love him. He is binding us together in one group, and in that group, he will be the commander-in-chief. He is the commander-in-chief. The only thing that bars the door is our sin and our unwillingness to confront our sins, ask for forgiveness, and be forgiven. I mean, really, in the whole scheme of things, it is so simple. If you're convicted of a sin, you confess your sin, you ask forgiveness, and then you believe with your whole heart that you are forgiven. You are forgiven, because doubting that is lack of trust, it's unbelief, and that's a sin. So, and then, I, you know, before we actually battle, I just wanted to emphasize a little bit, when we are Christians, when we think we should be better than we are, gee, I heard somebody say yesterday, I've been coming to these retreats for how long? I should be better. You know, I've been a sister for 30 years, I can tell you. You have to give that up. There is no better inside of us. We are only better because there is more of the Lord Jesus. There's more of the power of the Holy Spirit in us. That's the only thing that makes us better. And what gets us down is our own self reacting to situations, reacting to each other, being disobedient, that reveals our own pride. Because we really, if left alone and unsupervised, would rather do it all ourselves. We would really rather be our own saviors and take all the glory for it. But it just isn't that way. And so with pride being a big, big factor, and then guilt being another huge factor over here, if you have unforgiven sin and you are challenged over here to maintain what you think other people think you should be. Because let's face it, most of us live an image of what we think the other person expects. What would they think of? What should I do? What could I do? You know, you have no responsibility to anybody but the Lord Jesus to be what he expects. And I can only tell you, I am not there yet. The fear of the Lord is a topic that we've heard more and more lately. The fear of the Lord, that we would fear his wrath, that we would be able to absolutely, and you know, you can do that yourself with your own guilt. I know it. Your own guilt can come down on you in such a compressing, you almost shudder inside, okay? Why is that? Because you fear the consequences with the person who's either standing right here or to whom you're going to have to speak your sin. And that's not right. This feeling of, oh, I should have never done that, said that, should be my reaction to how I have pierced the heart of the Lord by again revealing my sinfulness. And so it is a battle. It is an ongoing battle. It never ends. You're never there until it's all over. I don't believe we are free of the struggles of any of this until you are absolutely face to face with the Lord Jesus. And I believe we get tripped up when we even entertain that thought for a second, you know, I really should be better, I should be able to do this. But you can't, because anytime you get to that mode of thinking, you're in your own thinking. Because the Lord Jesus, read the scriptures, the Lord Jesus never says, go home now and try to be better. No. Go home and sell everything you have, maybe. But he never told anybody to go home and just try to be better, you know? Yeah. No. We must cling to him. We must rely on him with absolutely everything we have. And sometimes, a lot of times for me, it literally takes taking this banner and you march around your room or you march around your neighborhood, you can prayer walk, march around with the banner. No, maybe you don't have to do the banner on the prayer walk, but that you do the battle of faith and you proclaim to the unseen world who the victor is and proclaim it verbally, out loud. March through your house and proclaim Jesus' victory over everything that gets you down, over everything that's attacking your family. Because it is the sin that separates us. And I don't know how many of you have heard of Ray Comfort. 180 and Audacity and these films. This man intrigues me because he doesn't really confront people in an unpleasant way. He just tells them what the Bible says about their sins. And he just says, you know, I read to you 1 Corinthians 6, 4 to 11. I can see it. 1 Corinthians 6, 4 to 11.
Sister Georgine, can you speak into the microphone?
Yeah. I have to see if I can. Therefore, if you have disputes about such matters, appoint as judges even men of little account. Well, no, that's not it. It's the one where... it is possible. It's got the whole list of the, unless I wrote down the reference wrong. Do you, it's verse 9 to 11. I'm sorry. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. We are all sinners. There's only one person on this earth that we are to judge, and that is ourselves. We judge ourselves against the Word of God. We, like he says to people, have you ever lied? You ever stolen anything? Even as a child, did you do any of that? Well, then you're a sinner. And this is where we have to come, is we're all sinners. We all have that common foundation, and that's why we all have this battle of faith to do. Every single person is in a battle, because the spirit realm is in battle all the time. So, we want to... Marge is going to start with a song because I think you have a long song sheet on your chair, and the one song in it is I Come to the Pure Cleansing Tide. It's number 8. Number 4. I Come to the Pure Cleansing Tide because we really have to come as sinners. We have to understand the value of guilt. Guilt is enormously important in our whole scheme of things, because if there was no guilt, if you had no remorse over your sins, you would in essence have spiritual leprosy. You would feel nothing. And I think there are people out there who have no conscience, who feel nothing. I think I was one of them for a while. But without that conscience, the guilt, you will just like a leprosy person. They just fall apart. They're eaten up by the disease. Their flesh, everything. It's just because they have no sense of feeling, they have no sense of pain, they don't know that they should be in pain and get help. So guilt is a good thing. If you feel guilty about something, get to the bottom of it. And this song, I Come to the Pure Cleansing Tide, for me, we must come and be washed. You know that song, are you washed in the blood, in the precious blood of the Lamb? You know, sing some of these songs over and over again. And I don't know what it is. It has to be part of you. It can't just be something that you you know, like me, I get up here and I tell you about it, but it has to be part of you. You have to have a longing for this cleansing. You have to have a longing. And I think so many times, I think if we were just wrapped in the folds of his garment and could hear the beat of his heart, you will never be there if you have not gone through the cleansing process. And so all I tell you is, this is my dying plea. Lord, that's where I want to be. And I would like this whole room of people here to be there with me. And we just go forward. There's no, oh, I'll never make it. That is doubt and unbelief, and it's a sin. And we just read, all sins are alike, of which some of you were, but now you are victorious. Hallelujah. And I'm so sorry, we had a box of banners coming, but it was the only box that didn't come with UPS. So it'll probably come Monday if you want to wait.
Sister Jordan,
Can I just say something real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe some of you have the problem I have. Sometimes my heart is just like, you know, and there's a verse in Romans that gives me hope. It says that God can bring into existence that which does not exist. And so I literally just beg him for a broken heart all the time, because I can't do that myself. Yeah. I can't hate sin myself. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, whatever, by myself. And so I just like, I hang on to that with my fingernails, and I won't let go, you know. I think Sister Rebecca kind of, well, she didn't say this, but I paraphrased her words, pit bull hole. A prayer, like, I won't let go, because I said, Lord, if you don't do this in me, I have no hope.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Then we have no hope.
Yeah. So he's got to give us the hatred for sin and all everything. I can't do any of that myself.
And if you really know you've blown it, but you still think it was the other person's fault.
Right.
You know,
that's right.
I'm sorry, but they will come to grips with this, and they will, you know, give it up. Give it up from the first thought. Because it doesn't matter what they did, what anything. If you are uneasy about it, that is your guilt speaking to your heart. And so even if you're, just take the book, start with the first song, and just start singing. Because the Holy Spirit, he inhabits our praises, and so he will come to us if we just lend ourselves to him. Lord, here I am. And so just, I tell you, the battle of faith is a lifeline for me. I don't think I would even be here. I don't think I would have ever been a sister. I would have never made it if I hadn't had something, because I'm an A personality, something I could do myself to start. But then you get to the point where it has nothing to do with me. Lord, you know, you have to be helping me. But anyway, this, I come to the pure cleansing tide, because we come to the power of his holy precious blood.
There's
You know, it's really 100% surrender. You know, it's like Marge said, or was it Sister Georgia? Who is in charge of the kingdom? What is kingdom? It's wherever the Lord Jesus is 100% in charge, in control. That has to be our hearts. And as long as we struggle with sin, and are afraid or unwilling or whatever, I have a leaflet that I want to pass out to everybody. It's not really just start the basket around. It's not really to read right now, but to take into your quiet time. It is the chapter from, it's chapter 2 from I Will Give You the Treasures of Darkness, the night of guilt. How important guilt is in our lives so that we know what we're battling. And if you ask the Lord, Lord, show me my sin. Show me where I'm wrong in this. He answers that prayer right away. You know, you may be praying for a lot of stuff, but I'll tell you, that one, just like neon lights come on. You're like, oh, yeah, sure. So this is so important. So we're going to sing Against All, those of you who know it, because we want to put in, and in your own heart and mind, as we sing this, and you can call out the thing if you want, because what most of us very, ignorantly discover is we are not that unique. We share all the same sins. We are all pretty much guilty of pretty much the same stuff. And so a lot of our barriers are we don't want anybody to see how awful we are. Well, they have exactly the same feeling you do. And if you would just come together, confess your sins one to another, and battle and pray over those sins, get them up in the light where the Lord can wash them away, you'd both be free. So that's your option. You can stay under the burden of your own guilt privately, or you can come together with other like-minded and let it go and be free of it. You're free. You know, you can march around the room, I'm free, I'm forgiven, you know, and be clean inside. This is what we have to be in order to build this kingdom, to be the group that the Lord is going to be in charge of. And it's exciting. I just think, Lord, don't let me be left behind. I want to be part of this. But I know the responsibility is mine. Okay, get to work on it. You know you still have some weaknesses. So that's what we're here to battle. So we're going to cry out some of our sin sicknesses. And let's just start with fear, because fear is a big one. Fear is enormous. Fear can get you frustrated, and the next thing out of frustration is anger, because you must defend yourself. You cannot let the other person know that you're afraid. And so you're ready to just go. It's so stupid. You know, it's absolutely ignorant, but that's where we are. So we're going to battle fear. It's number 5 on this piece of paper.
So fear, let's not fight, is the onslaught of Satan, opposing with might, he flees at the victory name of Jesus, he flees at the victory name of Jesus. Jesus conquers all of our fear, he saved us by his blood, he saved us by
when they want to cry out.
Rebellion.
Rebellion, okay.
Against all rebellion, let us now fight. Tis the onslaught of Satan, opposed with might. He flees at the victory name of Jesus. He flees at the victory name of Jesus. Jesus, he conquered all. By his blood, hallelujah, hallelujah.
of these things, they come as packages like fear did, rebellion too. Rebellion starts with, I'd really rather do it my own way. I know better than you do. I don't know why you're telling me anything. I know everything. I know it best. And what stops you, and then you rebel. So you have to, pride.
Pride.
Let's do pride. That's the highlight of the whole thing. Okay.
It's all pride. Let us now fight. 'Tis the onslaught of Satan. Oppose it with might. He flees at the victory name of Jesus. He flees at the victory name of Jesus. Jesus, he conquered all of our pride. He saved me by his blood. He saved me by his blood. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And for those who don't have them, these songs are on CDs back there. They're song booklets. And I would just encourage you, take up the battle of faith, take up the singing. If you're down about something, don't give up until you get to this place where you're not just hallelujah. Where from the depths of your heart, you are rejoicing in the fact that yes, the victory has been won, and he's got me right here. You know, I'm coming along with him. Don't quit until you get there, because that is the confirmation in your heart that you have really confessed it, received the forgiveness and the cleansing that you need. Because a lot of these things come in layers. You work on the first layer, and then very in his loving kindness, he'll reveal the next layer, and then and just keep going. Keep going. You cannot lose in this. Unless you give up.
Amen.
Giving up will be the only reason that you don't make it. And we will never give up. Never give up. Never give up. Oh, I love it. Okay, now let's sing as a glorious one. The last one, The Lamb Shed Blood on Calvary. This is number 2. The Lamb Shed Blood on Calvary has overthrown the enemy. His precious blood brings victory. It makes Satan turn and flee. There is power of victory in the blood of the Lamb. There is power in the wounds of Jesus Christ to vanquish the devil's might. O Lamb of God, we praise aloud the victory in your precious blood. The devil's lost, he has to flee. The Lamb's won the victory.
I surrender
to to your will, and whatever you would do within me, Lord, cleanse me from top to bottom so that nothing hinders me ever from being in your kingdom and in your will. Lord, do whatever it takes in the name of Jesus and in the power of his holy precious blood. Lord, we pray that for every single soul here. Let us surrender unto you everything, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 God in faith that I believe of all the prayers in the whole world, that's the one he waits to hear from all of us. And he just rushes in like air into a vacuum. Just whoosh. In he comes to do that for us. So if we doubt, it's sin. It's unbelief. And we will not doubt that he is working. Hallelujah. We will now take a break. And we will be back here at... Who? Oh, yes, we have a real event. We have a real event here. Am I focused on her? I think so. Okay, we ready? Marge, you're playing my mother's favorite song. Happy birthday to you.